Anyways, let's go on to this one, because we got about 45 minutes, and this is a lot of, or some of this tackles what you brought up in your article. So, again, these guys, it's not so much who they are, but it's important. Greenaway said that...
As in Peter Greenaway?
Yeah, Peter Greenaway said that cinema is much too rich a medium to be left to storytellers. Our experimental filmmakers telling a story in a different way or doing something completely different. For instance, The Flicker by Tony Conrad. We don't know if Tony particularly said, I'm out to make a narrative, or people sit there and watch The Flicker and have a narrative go through their head. So again, the question is, are experimental filmmakers doing something completely different, or are they telling stories in a different way?
Well, both, obviously. And the thing about something like Tony Conrad's Flicker film is that it's just... Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. It's just... to my mind, it's a minor technical experiment that addresses one aspect of perception. And beyond that, it's really not that important. And the whole... idea that Flicker films and giving Conrad credit as being the originator of it is not necessarily accurate, because Norman McLaren made a Flicker film before Tony Conrad's Flicker, and Victor Grauer also takes some credit for so-called inventing the Flicker film before Tony Conrad. So even that history is pretty suspect. I just don't really think it's that important. I don't even think it's important whether Conrad's thing is telling a story in a new way or getting away from storytelling altogether.
Right. Then that, it's not so much to hype and say Tony's was so important. It's just the one I chose to say... To bring up an example, I'm not trying to say he did it first or anything, or overpraise him.
Yeah, I didn't mean that you.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to imply that you were. I just wanted to bring up that aspect of things, because I think most people don't realize that there's even an alternate history to that.
I agree. I think that's what's important that you bring up, because no one, it's like too, it's sacred ground that, you know, the way this history of experimental film has been documented.
Right, and that's obviously what my article addresses to a certain extent, and it just gets idiotic after a while. I mean,
yeah.
A certain history is presented, it becomes embraced by lazy pseudo-scholars, and those lazy pseudo-scholars then proceed to treat it like total dogma, when it's really more of an indication of how little they know that they even accept that history in the first place.
Yep. Yeah, but the actual content, the experimental filmmakers are doing both,